This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror, back at our normal time here on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock on Hyper RPG. Obviously, last week we were on at Monday because we were all at Comic-Con, and we're getting there. We're getting to that better place of resting up. Some of us have mosquito bites, although Emily seemed to completely have avoided that.
Yay!
my southern immunity.
My favorite image series.
Southern immunity.
So if you see me itching or scratching, that's why. I'm trying to avoid these mosquito bites. But y'all, thank you so much for watching and so excited for today's episode. For those of you who do not know, Tales from the Loop is a sci-fi, action, horror-y storytelling show. In the 80s, that never was. There are dinosaurs, there are robot creatures, and all of this has happened because we have a Hadron Collider, and that has seemed to have opened up a different kind of universe. And I'm very excited for today's episode. Where we left off last week was in a perilous situation. As young Chrissy was taken and put in the trunk and driven to the dart, never to be seen again? Question marks abound. But let's just convert it. No, you are watching this episode. But y'all, real quickly, thank you so much for watching Hyper RPG. Welcome to our crazy corner of the internet, where anything is possible with your participation. This is Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop, an Amblin sci-fi horror show with these four teenagers. And featuring our special guest this week, Mr. Andy Campbell!
Yay! Woo-woo-woo!
Rocking a heck of a jacket.
Oh yeah, boys. I come prepared.
I'm all about that coat. And guys, also after this, coming up next, we have Pencils and Parsecs. It's our Star Wars RPG, where we use the Edge of the Empire system, and that show is starting to wrap up, so you're going to want to get in on it now and watch as we hit our grand finale! And no doubt, knowing Bert, it's going to be a hell of a finale.
Oh, yeah.
And guys, tomorrow, we're going to be playing board games on Cure to Boredom and playing some Warhammer as the Space Wolves and the Necrons face off.
Oh,
And then we're
going to
be doing it. Oh, what? Not Space Wolves!
Hey! Hey! Who put it that?
Chaos Space Marines? It's Chaos Space Marines! There's no
chaos,
Space Wolves!
Chaos.
Get the shit out of here!
No chaos.
We're doing it live!
Yeah!
We're doing it live! So no Space Wolves, Chaos Space Marines versus the Necrons. And then we're going to be doing our Comic-Con Hyper Heroes episode over at youtube.com/hyperrpg/live. So that's where you're going to want to go. Check that out tomorrow at 9:30. That's going to be happening live Pacific Standard Time. This is a show that only works with your participation. So let's get into how you can participate. Y'all, if you tip $25, you are giving a luck to one of our players. What you want to do is $25, luck, and hashtag the player's name. A luck is essentially a reroll, which has in the past come in very handy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's go through the players' names real quick. First of all, we have Ricky. We have Ellie. We have Leanne.
Howdy, y'all.
And sitting in, we have Ethan.
Ethan.
Is our new character.
Who's that guy? I know
so again, Ethan. It's going to be luck and then hashtag the player's name, Ricky, Ethan, Ellie, or Leanne. And again, every time we get four lucks, a player gets an automatic success on their roll, but they also get a broken, which means they suffer a condition. And once you have suffered once you have suffered five or six conditions, every roll is an automatic failure. And you gotta go and heal up.
Yikes.
And we haven't gotten we haven't had that happen yet. So
yet.
I think over the next couple of weeks, we're gonna start throwing on some conditions.
You're gonna start breaking us?
Throw on something to get some conditions.
Oh, no.
So that's gonna be luck. But if you wanna just right away give that, you can do hashtag broken, give it to our players, and they get an automatic success on their roll. Hashtag vision, where the viewers, get to create a vision within this world. And when a vision happens, that means that the Hadron Collider, the dart, has pulsed, throwing our players into this dark vision world, and they see the things that they see, and you're gonna help me build that. Be creative, be different, and let's see what we can do with that. At $75, you get a hashtag trouble for an individual character, and a trouble can be something huge, major, or trouble can be something very simple, like Oh, the shirt, it fit yesterday.
What happened?
I had too much tuna. Because, you know, that's what makes clothes not fit. An abundance of tuna.
Tuna is known to bloat, man.
So that's going to be a hashtag trouble, and then the players got to try to re-roll. They got to try and roll out of that trouble, and if they fail, that's when they suffer a condition. And $100 is a group trouble. That means everybody has eaten too much tuna.
Guys, our clothes don't fit us.
All that mercury.
Mima made her classic tuna casserole.
Oh, man, so much mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
Ooh, tuna surprise.
Tuna surprise, so many mayonnaise. And every $250, that's when we get an Echoplex. And as we've seen, sometimes the Echoplex can be very giving of a gift. Or it can give you something terrifying. So that's going to be every 250, and the boys in the back are going to be paying attention to when we hit every 250.
We hope.
So now that we have gotten all of that out of the way, let us begin. Oh, and actually, real quick, before we do begin, because I forgot this last week, we did have a contest going for creating a school logo.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of you gave, and a lot of you turned in a lot of really, really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are awesome.
I know the original thing was we were going to announce that last week was the winner, and then we were at Comic-Con. We forgot about that. From my understanding, Matt, tell me if it's any different. From my understanding, we will be announcing the winner of that tonight. So that will be, whether it be live on the show or on Twitter, one or the other. So that will be the school logo contest.
Cool.
And I'm sure we can find something to give away. I'll look through my smorgasbord of stuff at home. I'm sure I got some kind of cool horror thing I can throw your way as well. So thank you for everyone who did that. And we're going to be trying to make some more cool contests and competitions. And if you enjoyed last week's party episode, you're going to want to pay attention to Twitter, because we are going to be tweeting out a Spotify playlist that we all curated of what you would hear at an 80s party. So we're going to be tweeting that out after tonight's episode. And make sure you go over to the Reddit and become part of the conversation and the Discord and all those things. Blah-de-de-blah, loopity-doo. Let us begin.
Loopity-doo.
Let us begin this episode of Blood-Curdling Tales from the Loop. As we left last week, Chrissy was taken in a trunk on her way to the Dart. No one is aware of this. Snakes making their way up to Chrissy's room. The diary, George's diary, jammed between the cushions. There were some pages that Ellie had, but unbeknownst to her, those were taken from her room. As we begin today's tale, on Monday, school is in session. Children are running into their classes, the bell's ringing, cars are parking, people are putting out the last of their cigarettes, because they're over 18, some of these kids, as they're making their way into the school. And we open up first on...
Hashtag vision for Ellie, Leanne, and Rookie. You find yourself on the Gobo with Yoda, training like your Luke Skywalker. He tells you about how the Force can allow you to see things old friends long gone. And then you all get to see Chrissy getting kidnapped.
Okay, so I'm going to be playing with this a little bit. So,
wow.
Before the three of you even make it to school, the pulse. And suddenly the three of you are thrown into the blackness. You weren't even near each other in the real world. But suddenly you look around, and it is just the three of you. And you notice there is no Chrissy.
Where's Chrissy, y'all?
I don't know.
Hello?
Is she here somewhere? Because
Chrissy!
There was that one time I couldn't see you guys.
That's true. She might be here, but we just can't find her.
Okay. Let's spread out and look for her.
I don't know if we just spread out. Yeah.
Don't get too far.
We've done it a
million times. We still don't know how to fight anything here. We still don't know what it's weak against except guns.
And hitting each other.
Yeah, and slapping each other out of here.
As you start to say this, you see a light forming in the center and growing. Soon, water starts to come up. Little sand dunes, no higher probably than anyone's ankle, but something that could easily be stood on. And as the water starts to come up more and more, you see, walking out, a man in a cloak. He looks at the three of you. Why are you here?
We don't know.
That's the million-dollar question.
We're just brought here sometimes.
Yeah.
He pulls out a sword, lights it, And because Star Wars does exist in this world, you recognize it as a lightsaber.
That's a lightsaber! That's a lightsaber! That's a lightsaber!
What's that from?
He points at the three of you. He points at the three of you. Choose your weapon.
Is it powerful?
Oh yeah!
Okay, you got another one of those?
I can't choose your weapon. You must choose your weapon.
I want one of those though.
Did you say that suddenly in your hand a lightsaber appears?
Oh, two lightsabers!
A Jedi is not meant to be selfish.
I'll take one lightsaber.
Just ask for one, Ellie.
One lightsaber appears in your hand.
I try to get two.
I don't know about this kind of crap. I just want a gun.
I mean, you probably would think it's the best.
We've seen.
And as you say that, a Glock appears in your hand. Come with me. As he turns and starts making his way into a cave.
Are you a bad guy or a good guy?
Should we kill him?
I don't know. I'm asking right now if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Leanne, for that, I'm going to have you. You're going to use your charm. You're going to use
my charm. I'm charmless, my friend. I have one. Would any of that be body, tech, heart, or mind? Or just straight up, just the charm?
To roll on charm, you would also be combining it with your heart.
Oh, heart, yeah, okay. Yes. So then I have three. So 3, 4, all right. Are you a good guy or a bad guy? One success. Let's go, dude.
Nice. As he says that, he turns around. I'd like to think I'm a hero.
Do I recognize this character?
Considering who you are and that you're grabbing these two going, Star Wars, I would say 100%.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
It's Luke Skywalker!
Luke Sky? Who?
It is Luke Skywalker, is he?
Yeah. It's Luke Skywalker.
How do you know my name?
I think I saw that movie.
I don't think we can tell him he's in a movie. There's something that.
Okay. Alright.
I've heard of your travels. I'm from a galaxy far, far away.
I understand. Come with me. He walks into the cave.
You can't shoot Luke Skywalker!
Okay.
The smoke billows around him.
Do you know what's going to happen in here?
I mean, so New Hope has come out. Has Empire Strikes Back come out?
Yes, as established 2 episodes ago, The Empire Strikes Back, directed by Steven Spielberg, has come out.
I think he's going to train us. There's this part in Empire Strikes Back where like Luke goes into this cave and he's got to face his fears and like he's got to face like he's about to face off Darth Vader, and so he gets kind of on this vision quest. You know the hero's journey. Star Wars is like textbook hero's journey.
Okay.
It's that part where it's like the hero's in the forest and then they got to be confronted by like the vision quest and they got to be confronted by their fears.
Okay.
Am I making any sense?
Kind of.
A little bit.
Kind of.
All right.
So we're either gonna have to fight him,
I thought you just said not to fight this guy.
Well, I mean,
well, we gotta train.
It's like training, but you don't shoot Luke.
Okay. All right.
I won't shoot.
Go ahead.
I can't shoot him anyway.
What all this is. You lead the way.
Okay.
What color is your lightsaber?
Probably yellow.
Okay. Yellow
lightsaber. Match for glasses.
As it comes out.
What'd you put? This button right there?
Yes!
Click it. Mine's red.
Red?
Whoa! Clear!
Uh-oh. Appropriate.
I just like red.
Okay. Ellie takes like a step to the side.
Getting closer to Ricky. So as you guys start to move forward into the cave, the smoke billowing around you, you then hear a voice go, "From this world you are not."
Hello? What's that?
Master Yoda.
Master Yoda.
Yeah, it's a Master Yoda.
Yoga?
Yoda.
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 Okay.
Can we see him yet?
No.
No, we just hear him?
Yeah.
See,
I mean, you could roll to detect.
We are not from this world.
We're from another dimension.
We're from a galaxy far away.
Well, I see. Move forward into the cave. You must discover yourselves.
Okay, so we're gonna probably face some really crazy shirt.
So okay, get ready.
Great.
All right. It won't be crazy, and then it will be crazy. It'll be pertaining to who you are.
That doesn't comfort me anymore.
I thought it would. I'm sorry, Ricky.
Do we think that Chrissy's in here?
Maybe.
Are you cautiously going?
Cautiously.
I trust Ellie enough.
Ellie's just moving forward.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yes! And I trust her enough, so I'm just kind of following, like, okay.
Visions are great. I love visions. More visions, more often, please.
This is literally the first vision that hasn't tried to kill us or scare us.
And she's forgotten about all of the things that have, all the bad things.
And I'm thinking about how my meemaw said that, like, training is really important. So I'm like, training, okay, I want to train. I'm committed.
So as you move, as Ellie runs into the cave, Ellie, you start to see this light. And at first, like, it's kind of, kind of hidden by the smoke, as a kind of the best way to describe it is almost like a lighthouse. It's almost like the lights coming and going. You can't see the source, but it's obscured by smoke.
I'm gonna move towards that light.
As you get closer and closer,
do I recognize it a little bit?
The light?
Yeah.
At this point, it would just probably be a light through smoke. It's kind of hard to tell.
You know, it's movement.
Yeah,
am I thinking about its movement with kind of the vision we had last week with the puzzle box with the Hydro Collider?
I would say so.
Okay, do I need to make an investigation check to make sure to see if Ellie puts those two together?
Yep, why don't we roll investigate?
Okay. Well, 7 die, so. Wow. But knowing Ellie's luck, she could use some luck.
No.
Ellie's just not putting it together today.
So there are lucks if you all want to help her out.
She's so excited.
I'm too excited.
It gets obscure, and actually at one point the light finally actually hits you in the face and kind of a little blinding. And then at that point, that's when Leanne and Ricky get to you. Because again, you went barrel rolling into this cave.
Y'all, does this look familiar to anybody? I feel like I can put my finger on it, but I just can't right now.
No.
Do you guys wish to roll investigate as well?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, might as well.
Investigate, see, three for mine.
No, I'm the investigator.
Nope, but I did get a success.
Gosh darn it.
All right, and then I have... Nope. I'm a dead man.
Does this look like from that last vision with the box?
It's the dark.
So, Ricky, as you say that, the smoke starts to clear, and you see it actually is the box spinning. Like, free-flowing in the air.
We solved you, puzzle box. Why do you keep haunting us?
And you see, I will say there's, it looks like there might be something within the box.
I want to try to go and touch the box and solve this one.
Okay. Are you sure you want to solve it?
If you want to roll
maybe I should shoot
it. I'm like, I want to.
A roll comprehend.
I can shoot the box.
Maybe I'll even touch. I got a 7 comprehend.
Yeah, 7 comprehend? You know what? I think I have nothing I comprehend. I only have 3 dice on mine. So, I'm gonna get close to it and I'm gonna be like, Elliot.
Hey,
you had it last time. I think you got it.
Anybody wanna give me a luck really fast?
Don't let me down, Ellie!
Alright, I've got it. So it's comprehend. It's a 7 for me. Alright. Do I get any extra dice because I've solved this puzzle box before?
What's your lucky item again?
There's no guarantee of solving it one time.
Did you put your information in your lucky thing?
Oh, I mean, I don't have my sharp wizard with me in the...
Darn.
She doesn't have her sharp wizard with her in the... Okay, here we go. I'm going to try and solve it.
Yes!
Two successes.
Oh, Ellie, okay. you are our sharp wizard.
So
Ellie blushes very hard. She doesn't know how much she does. She just like.
And it really stands out with all the yellow, the red.
Yeah.
Really pops up. So you walk over. How do you solve this? Solving a spinning puzzle box as opposed to the one before. Mm. That was more sitting there.
She's gonna use the lightsaber to help move it while it's in the air.
Are you using the force?
You bet you bottom dollar I'm using the force! I think, yeah.
So
I think
this, I'm gonna actually have you roll force.
No. Oh! You didn't get to roll force, but damn, I have two.
I've got three.
Okay.
I've got three.
Use the force.
Yeah, use the force.
All right. Ellie, use your force.
It's the force, Dan. It's the force.
Oh, all right.
We all have the force. We're all one with the force.
Okay.
No! Ellie wants to use the force!
Oh, and Ellie just got a luck.
Yeah! Hey! Yeah! Thank you!
So that is the first luck for the night. For
Ellie use the force.
The force.
The force.
All right, here we go.
Ellie, what's wrong with you?
I only have three dice!
If something bad comes out of that box, I'm going to shoot it.
I want to try. I
want to
go.
Okay. Because you are aware of the force, even if it was not with you at this point, you could tell her about it.
Okay.
Okay, Leanne.
Uh-huh.
I need you to use the force.
Okay.
I need you to empty your mind. Feel yourself connected to the world around you, connected to every living being, every energy.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you how to solve this puzzle box.
Okay.
So you got to listen to me.
All right.
And just feel this, okay?
All right. All right. And so it's just only force, right? Only using force?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling her how to solve it.
Okay. So I got my, how much do I have? Two for force.
Well, you said you had more for force.
I have body. Can I use body?
You can use body and force.
So then I have six.
Okay, go ahead.
I love it.
And then I remember, I'm like, okay, I'm thinking about my Mima. Three successes.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa.
So tell me what you do. How do you use the force?
All right. So I use my lightsaber, my red lightsaber, and I'm moving it around, and then I bring it down to me, and it stops moving. And then all of a sudden, I just like, it suddenly makes sense, and I just click everything perfectly in place. And this light is blinding, but I just keep doing it, just by feeling it.
And as that happens, the box opens.
Ellie, I think I did it!
See, as it opens up, a miniature of Chrissy strapped in a chair, looking up to the sky, screaming.
All right, I hate visions again. I changed my mind.
Solve it? You have.
Ricky,
what?
Look at this. And I hand the box over to Ricky.
What the hell is
this? Do you see
that?
Is this happening right now?
It's
is this
Chrissy.
Real?
It could be a thing from the past or a thing from the future.
Well, how do we stop it?
Can you call to her? Can you say something to her?
Yeah, Ricky, you try talking to her.
I mean, it's... Chrissy, can you hear me?
Can he use his empathy or anything to see if he can get through to that thing?
I don't even know what I'm looking at here.
I feel like it's her right now, so I want him to try to
talk. It's almost like, I would say, it's almost like, the best way to describe it is almost like this marionette puppet.
Oh, it's
thing
a puppet,
of her,
okay.
Like, screaming.
Oh, screaming.
So, how do we stop this?
We gotta find her.
Find
where was she?
The connectors.
The connectors?
And as soon as you say that, you're out of the visions. Where were you before the vision hit?
I was at my meemaw's house. I was downstairs. I was cleaning the porch.
Before school?
Yeah, I have to do it before school. Yeah.
So as you find yourself cleaning the porch, you hear your meemaw go,
honey, you're gonna be late.
All right, Mima, I know. I just wanted to make sure I got this done.
I'll finish.
Mima, what? You said something about the visions last time, and I didn't want to ask you because I was a little frightened, but what did you mean by that? No!
Hashtag trouble. Ethan thinks he is having one of those dreams where he shows up to class naked. But it isn't a dream, but reality. He shows up to class bare butt naked.
We will get to that. That's amazing.
Welcome to the show.
We will get to that.
Say that one more time, honey.
You said something about the visions and how if I'm not afraid of them, that they won't hurt me. And I just need to know what you meant by that because these visions, I don't feel like everybody has them.
She pauses and takes a moment and looks around. We will talk. But okay. You're going to be late for school.
Okay. And I hand the broom over to her, and then I get in my truck and in her truck.
What were you doing?
I think Ellie was walking because she walks to school, so she was yes. in the middle of walking.
So this is when you suddenly, you're like in the middle of the sidewalk, and as you look, you're seeing,
oh my God.
The giant replacement baby is sitting looking at a picture of Chrissy crying as it slowly burns away. Hashtag vision.
We will get to that. We will get.
Hashtag TRB.
We will get to that. So you find yourself in the middle of the sidewalk, walking down the street, and clearly a bit of time has gone by.
Yes.
So now you're going to maybe be late for school if you don't hustle.
Ellie starts to run.
Ricky, where were you?
Not well.
I'm sitting outside of school. My dad had to drop me off early before going into work.
So okay, great. Like, so you're standing out there.
Yeah.
We then feel the pulse hit as we find ourselves alone in the dark with Ethan. Ethan, you look around and no one else is there.
Hello?
And you hear the echo. Hello, 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 hello.
Hello? Where the fuck am I?
And rather than hearing the echo of that, you then hear, Mommy!
Oh, my gosh.
What the fuck?
And you start to see the glimmer in the distance, like an orange dancing glimmer.
I'm going over there. Maybe.
So as you start making your way forward, you suddenly see the giant, rotund, seemingly wet giant baby.
No, 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 no. Okay, wake up.
And it's holding a photo of a redheaded girl you do not recognize.
This is fucked up, dude. Let me see that.
You're gonna take it? Okay, I'm gonna have you. You're gonna roll. You're gonna roll charm. Okay.
Oh, I do have. I do have six charms.
You have six charm, yes. Right?
And only a six is a hit.
Or like you'll success? Have to. Yeah, as long as you get one success.
All right. Yeah, I got one.
Damn. He hands it to you, and you look, and it's a. It's very clearly a school photo, and underneath it says Chrissy Jacobs. As it suddenly lights a flame and starts burning up the paper.
Ow, 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 ow.
Hitting your hands as you almost feel like you're being engulfed in flames. As we end the vision and you find yourself waking up on the football field, completely nude.
Oh, okay, this is a little more normal, I guess. Oh, man, the guys were playing a prank on me again. They kidnapped me, they took off my clothes, you know, they had some fun, threw me in the... It's a hazing thing, it's all good.
You then hear, Henderson!
Coach?
What are you doing out here, son? And why are you buck-ass naked?
I'm training, doing some early training. Sir?
Roll to convince. This is a trouble, because it is a trouble.
Oh,
you have to be successful.
Would it be charm again, or?
It would be charm.
Okay.
Charm and heart.
Yeah.
Six, boys. One success.
Ooh. You got this Chrissy
set. Listen, son, your ways are unorthodox, but you're a hell of a player.
Oh my God. Coach is all right with this.
Just get your ass into the locker rooms. Put some clothes on.
All right, sorry, Coach. I'm going.
How are you going? Are you just full bore?
I sprint.
Letting it flop around.
I'm doing lunges on the way. Yeah.
Is the football field kind of adjacent on the sidewalk of the on the way to school?
Yeah, it's the same length.
When does Ellie see this?
Uh-oh. Roll comprehend.
That's seven dice. is she gonna see something she was not expecting this morning?
One success.
So tell me what you see.
I think Ellie's just like booking it to school. And all of a sudden she looks over at the football field because she kind of sees people moving out of the corner of your eye. Yeah. Up high. And all of a sudden she sees this dude just running naked. And what? Ellie's never seen that stuff before. So all of a sudden she's like, what? And then just, and like she falls straight flat on the ground.
Do you see this?
I do see it. But I keep running. Because I'm very naked and it's cold.
And she's blushing again. She's
just like... So as you hit the ground, I'll say, Leanne's truck starts pulling up.
Yeah, I pull up. And then do I see her on the ground?
You saw her. Saw her fall. You might not have seen why she fell. All you saw was her fall.
Okay, close the door. Ellie, you okay?
I think I just saw a penis.
You had another vision?
No! Man, those are the kind of visions I have! No, there was some boy on the football field who was running naked. It was weird. I don't know.
Weird ass school. We're gonna be late. We gotta go.
Okay.
Alright. Start coming in. We gotta find Rookie. We gotta talk about Chrissy.
What do you saw?
Hashtag vision pale gray of the hashtag wolf boys in a track suit. About to go for a run.
So as you're saying, we gotta go, you look up and you guys see, you ran into him in the very first episode. Kale Gray of the Wolf Boys in a tracksuit.
Oh yeah.
And it's as if he's running in slow motion. Like there's almost a dream haze to him as he's running across. And he looks over to the two of you and goes, shh.
We see this like in real life.
Yeah.
This isn't like a...
Isn't that Kale got it? Chrissy life? She's always called for him, Kale?
No, I think she was dating, wasn't she dating another Bobby?
You keep track of that?
I'm so confused. Wait, is this the dude who bullied, who threw stuff at me in the first episode?
The very first vision was Kale Gray.
This is the first one. Oh, it's Kale!
The first shared vision, yes.
Ellie has the same thing I do. Oh, it's Kale!
Kale, yes, the guy, right? She was...
Yeah, that's him.
...from all time.
But we're not in the loop right... We're not in any kind of loop right
What's
now.
What's he doing here? Something weird's going on
today.
Are the
visions starting to blend with reality?
Maybe it's like something that Carol was saying about, like, crossovers or something?
Wait, maybe Kale's here because Chrissy's gone.
I tried to chase after Kale.
Okay, I'm gonna, great. you're gonna roll.
Tell them I'm throwing up in the bathroom.
You're gonna roll move. You're gonna go move. See if you can catch up with him.
That's three. Like I said, Ellie just tripped because she saw some dude naked. She's not a very good mover. Nope, she does not move enough.
So, you try to make your way, and there's the chain link fence, but the door, and there's a chain on it. So you start like trying to pull on the fence as if that was gonna open it up. You're seeing this.
All right, fine. And I go over there and then I try to open it. Try to open the tail of the fence. I have my pocket knife. Let's see, four for body and two for force. I help you. I don't know why we're chasing after him. That's a success. Two successes.
Two successes. Okay, great. So you're able with the two, you're able to kind of like jimmy the fence a bit, mm-hmm. and then go in.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which way to go? Left or right? See ya?
Investigate!
Yep, roll to investigate.
Darn it! I need luck! Ah!
Seven dice.
You're shouting for him?
Yeah, I was like, Kyle!
As soon as you say that, you feel a hand touch your shoulder. And there stands Kale Gray.
Kale, you're the guy from our visions. What are you doing here?
I don't know.
Kale, where's Chrissy?
You remember Chrissy?
You need to find her.
Are you okay? Is something after you?
Someone's after all of us.
Wait. Oh, do you know where we can find her or any clues?
We see the things we're not supposed to see.
Well, we saw her. She was in trouble, and I have a real strong feeling she's in trouble.
I don't think I want to see anymore.
As he opens his eyes, you see he has no eyeballs.
No! Did someone take your ass?
I did.
Whoa!
And he vanishes in a puff.
Did he say we see the things we shouldn't see?
Yes, something like that.
As we cut to the showers, as you're putting on clothes, and the other football players who are just finishing up practice walk up to you. Hey, Ethan, you ready for the game?
Born ready, dude. You know how hard he is?
What? What was that last part?
I don't know. I kind of had a weird morning.
What happened, bro?
Yeah, I'm ready. You ready?
Always.
Well, I had to carry you last game, so pick it up, man.
Hey. That's called team effort.
It's called I put in the most effort, and the team is carried by me. But, hey, we're still friends.
You're a dick. As they start to walk away, and you're kind of thinking about the vision you just had.
That baby was really freaky, dude.
As you hear the bell ring to get to first period.
Well, gotta get to class.
Outside with Ricky sitting on the steps, you hear the bell ring.
Here we go again. I was hanging out there waiting to see if these two would come up, but I guess they're not.
No, not coming. No dice.
So I'll head in.
So you start hitting the first period.
Yeah.
You guys hear the bell ring on the field after Kale just disappeared.
Shit, we gotta go. Just go to the nurse's office and tell him that you had stomachache and I had to take you. And then that way we don't get in trouble in class. Let's go.
Wait, I have to go because you took me? Wait, I'm so confused by this plan.
Because I need an excuse. If we say your stomach hurt and I saw you throwing up and I'm being a good friend, right? Then she's going to give us a pass though. And we don't get... I'm barely passing my classes as it is.
I know where some notepads are.
Oh, all right.
Let's go.
Oh, okay. Go over to her locker.
So you guys go into the school, mm-hmm. And you're heading to the locker first?
I'll head to the nurse's office. I know the nurse really, really well. The nurse has treated my bullying wounds plenty of times.
Okay, all right.
Okay. So you're both going?
Yeah.
Good turn to the nurse.
I'm trying to get it past because I'm already borderline truant because I hate going to school.
So you guys start making your way to the nurse's station. You are stopped by a hall monitor. Can I see your hall pass?
Oh. We're just about to go get one. See, look, she's sick. You gotta go.
Ellie starts faking sick.
Oh, Leanne, hurry. Leanne, walk. You really gonna ask me for a pass right now?
I'm so sorry. I must have eaten some bad eggs this morning.
Yep, I got the bad eggs.
I'm gonna have you. You're gonna roll. Roll empathize.
For me?
Yeah.
All right, empathize mine. That's four.
Do I need to roll one?
Let's see how this goes.
One success. Oh.
The hall monitor goes, okay, well, you're the one that's sick. Fine, go.
Yeah. Oh, gotta take her. She can't walk by herself. And then we go into the nurse's office.
So there stands the nurse. Ellie, what's wrong?
Can you write me and Leanne quick passes real fast?
What happened?
I got real sick in the bathroom, and the first bell rang, and I'm so embarrassed, Miss Abernathy.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
She starts to a little thumbs up at Leanne.
She starts to write it down.
Thank you.
And you have the pass.
Thank you. Right.
Do you want me to call your mother?
Nope. I think it was just... bad indigestion from breakfast.
I think whatever she ate is all out now.
Hopefully.
Okay. You better get to class, though. Even with those passes, you guys can still get in trouble.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Then we go to our separate classes. And I have algebra first.
So as you enter your algebra class.
That's right. Oh, gosh. You haven't went to Mrs.
A. Baker.
Miss Baker.
Miss Baker. That's right, Baker.
Miss Baker, who replaced Mr. Barker.
Or really Barker, Mr. Barker.
As you walk into Miss Baker's class of algebra, you see Ethan, just king of the class, telling everybody about the big game. Everyone's really into the stories, Miss Baker included, laughing. You've never seen Ethan before in your life.
Miss Baker, here's my pass. I'm very sorry.
She doesn't even pay attention. She's so into this story. She takes and just puts it on her desk. Take your seat.
I asked a kid, Kelly, she's across from him. I asked her, Kelly, you see?
Yeah, what?
Who's that right there? The new kid?
What? Are you serious?
I didn't see him before. Was he here before me? I haven't been here long. I don't know.
Are you high right now? That's Ethan. He was here on Friday. What are you talking about? He's the captain of the football team.
But he's sitting in Chrissy's seat, though.
Oh. Who?
Oh.
Chrissy. You were at Chrissy's party last week. You know.
I was at Ethan's party last week.
Brian. Another kid.
He's sleeping.
Brian.
Yeah, what?
Remember Chrissy's party last week?
Ethan's party.
I look over at Ethan, and at... What day was your party last week?
Friday.
What is your address? What street?
You should already know. I'm not gonna tell it to the class.
Miss Baker, can I use the restroom?
You just came back from the restaurant.
I didn't. I came back from the nurse's office. But I think I might have caught what the other girl had. And I'm feeling a little stomach's kind of upset.
Caught a case of the nerd.
I haven't.
You start getting high fives from people around you. Right? So what a fucking killer bird.
So bad.
Dude, roast.
What classifies me as a nerd?
Yeah, you hang out with her.
With Kelly?
I think it's contagious.
I'm not in this room.
he knows, but he...
Yeah.
Ellie?
Yeah.
You talking about Ellie?
Yeah.
I don't think I like the way you talk about my friends.
That's okay. I'm still gonna talk like that.
Some nerve. Can I use the restroom?
Fine. She writes down another whole pass.
And I give him a dirty look, and I'm just like...
And as she hands it to you, you grab it. She doesn't let go for a second.
Miss Baker, I feel like something is going on. Do you?
Always.
Miss Baker terrifies me.
And then what class were you in?
I'm in my advanced course. Yeah. So I'm probably in, say, AP World History.
So I'm trying to remember where she's at. So I take the note, and then I just start booking it to her classroom.
AP.
And then there's the window of the classroom.
And I'll say while you're booking it, there's a couple classrooms. Some doors are open, some aren't, like any school. As you run by, you see Ricky. What's your first period class?
English, homeroom. I'm just in the back.
You're rocking by, you do see a flash of Ricky.
Mrs. Slater, I left my bag outside. I gotta go grab it real quick.
I don't know what we're gonna do with you, Richard.
I'll be right back.
I'm timing you.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. You get up.
All right.
I grab him. I'm like, what's going on, right? Chrissy is off in class. Someone else is sitting in her place. Miss Baker. The same thing happened. They've done big bits on some replaced Chrissy. They were acting like they were at that is Ethan's party, not Chrissy's party. And he's a real douchebag. We gotta go find Allie.
Alright. Do you know where the class is in?
Yep, down this way. Her classroom's closed because they need all the silence they can get in there.
AP! Advanced placement!
There's the door of the window. So, I'm peeking.
Wait, I want Ricky to
Yeah, I'm just gonna knock her.
Oh my god!
I'm just gonna knock her.
You're knocking?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, let's do it.
So fine.
Ellie hears knocking, and all of a sudden she's like,
"These teachers are dumbasses. They don't give a shit."
She's just wrought with fear once again. She's reminded of the first night everyone tried to come over to her house.
Mr. Fredericks, the teacher, AP teacher, walks over the door. Yes.
I think I left my bag in here. Can I?
You're an AP student?
No. I was in here studying before.
And Ellie clocks Ricky, and she's like, in her mind, she's like, this is code.
Yeah.
and she's feeling really cool, and just being like, but she's also knows something's up. And she's like, Mr. Fredrickson, yes, I was actually tutoring Ricky. I have his homework in my bag, in my folder. May I go give it to him outside very quickly?
Very well. Quickly.
Quickly. Yep, and she brings her backpack outside.
All the other AP students, because there was noise, are looking at you like... Very annoyed. They were deep in their studies.
Yeah, see, teachers at the school are fucking terrible.
Right,
hey, guys, what's up? Do you know where Chrissy is? Is this what this is about?
Chrissy's
not here. I think Chrissy got taken. And replaced, like Miss Baker. Something's odd going on. Like, you see this new guy around? His name's Ethan. And they're acting like they were at his party. He supposedly lives where Ethan.
I heard somebody talking about Ethan this morning. Sounds like a real jackass.
He's a real jackass. He called me a nerd. I got C average.
You're not a nerd. I'm a nerd.
That's true.
In the best possible way, yes, that's true.
You knew all about all that Star Wars stuff.
Sure, Ricky, if we're
going to
get technical.
It came in handy. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Okay, enough about myself. Steve, we need to start talking about what's going on here. I appreciate you guys are very great friends.
I appreciate it. Maybe the next vision will give us some answers.
We ran into Kale this morning.
Ran into Kale this morning.
We saw Kale.
From the vision?
The first one.
The wolf one.
And he was
here. He was here. We in the real world. He was here.
Did he have anything to say?
He said, and I wrote this down on my sharp wizard, so I used it.
We see the things we shouldn't see.
Maybe that guy
is this about the whole Star Wars thing?
I don't know what this is about with Star Wars or... But Chrissy's in trouble. He doesn't know where Chrissy is. He just knows that we have to find her.
Maybe if we become friends with that Ethan guy, maybe he'll have some answers where Chrissy is.
Do you think? But I don't know if I trust this Ethan guy. I mean, Miss Baker has already acted weird already, and we know that she's the replacement. Is Ethan going to be this other creepy replacement?
I'll be honest. He sounds real dumb. So maybe he might give us some answers or something.
I guess it's worth a shot.
All right. If the three of you decide to start going. We cut back to the classroom. Ethan, you're sitting there as Miss Baker's doing your studies. And you start getting flashes. Being in a home, being around people, there's a familiarity, but they're not people that you immediately know. Hey, dude, you okay?
Yeah.
Like you're gonna faint, bro.
Nah, just a little tired. Like, tired from the game, dude.
I heard you woke up naked.
Well, it was a prank, ha, right? Got him.
Like, wait.
Wait, what?
Who did you get?
Wait. Did you guys kidnap me and put me in there? Was it like some hazing shit?
No, dude. If we would have done that, we would own up to it.
Like I said, I pranked you guys. You should see your face. Huh?
Good one.
But no, I'm just a little tired, dude. I'm kind of out of it. I don't know.
Man, you better take a napper before the game tonight, bro.
Yeah, I might have to.
Prankception.
As you sit there, again, these are just like quick flashes of faces, places.
What's going on?
Mrs. Baker turns and looks at you. Ethan, are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know the answer.
I didn't ask a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I'm okay.
All right. She stares at you a moment longer,
before turning to the board and continuing to write. So we cut back to the three of you. Now, are you together or are you guys going to head back to your classroom?
We're heading back to class, I'm coming into the
class. Let's meet up at lunch or after school.
All right. I'll see you then.
Let's meet up at lunch and scope this dude out.
I'm telling you, maybe if we can get close to home, he'll give us some answers.
Well, you're in class with him, so you work your magic.
It's worth a shot.
All right, fine. And then, so I go back to class.
Like, two hours.
So you go back into your class, and all the AP students, because the door just opened up. Ricky, you go back into your class.
Yeah.
This is Mrs. Slate. Did you get your things?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Thanks. You go back into your class, Liam, Ms. Baker. And you notice when you walk in, Ethan, who at that point seemed very much the life of the party, almost kind of seems distracted or zoned.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Ethan.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We're that far apart, by the way. That it's like we did like an air
you
thing.
You go over two students or just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who these people are.
I don't know why, but you seem familiar. Is that weird?
It's a little weird because I don't know you.
Well, I'm sorry for being a dick, man.
I accept your apology.
You know, everybody always expects, I'm always got to tell the story, always got to be, you know, the leader, and sometimes I take it out on other people, so I'm sorry.
Does the name Chrissy Jacobs mean anything to you?
Now, you did see in that vision, it's up to you whether or not you want to let her know.
I may have heard that before. A friend of yours?
Yeah, kind of a friend. Hey, would you be up for something maybe a little... I know you got a lot of friends, very obvious, but... mind if I bug you for 5 minutes during lunch later? And my friend Ellie will be there, and she would really appreciate it if you would not be rude to her.
Can we go somewhere...
Yes,
where people won't see us?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh. Okay.
It's so funny that you don't know who Chrissy is because y'all awful lot alike.
Right, yeah, all right. We can do that.
All right, Ethan, I will see you at lunch.
As the day goes on and we cut to snack, third period,
snack.
Fourth period. That's what it was called in my high school. Bell rings for fourth period. As people are going to lunch, what was your fourth period class?
That's PE for me.
What was your?
AP Calc.
Math, but not that one.
Gym.
No. So because you're in PE, you're in gym. You guys are...
Yeah, because Chrissy would be in the same schedule. She would have been there too. So,
yes.
Yeah. Right.
So the bell rings for lunch. You guys come walking out and you find each other pretty quickly.
All right. Let me go grab my friends and you just wait somewhere. Like behind the quad. All right, we'll meet you over there.
All right.
Then I go find them in their place. Hey guys, come here. All right. I'm bringing Ethan over, right?
Okay.
And he's an awful lot like Chrissy. He doesn't like to be seen talking to us. So let's just get that out of our system right now. But remember, we're trying to figure out what's going on with Chrissy. So.
Okay.
Come on, y'all.
Sure. I mean, I just don't trust him because of other reasons, but okay.
All right. Well, you don't let him talk to you. Like any way.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
If he says something rude to you, I want you to give him what for.
Is this the guy when something weird happened to him before school this morning? I heard somebody talking about it.
Is this naked boy? Oh my gosh, I saw
the guy from your vision?
No, it wasn't a vision. I realized I saw his... Oh,
he was the naked guy from the field.
Okay, I can't look at him in the eyes now. I've seen him naked. I've never seen anyone naked. And that was my first naked viewing.
All right, whatever. And I just drag them both over to the...
Cool.
Ethan, these are my friends. This is Ruthie, and this is Ellie. Very smart girl.
Ellie just keeps looking down. She can't make eye contact.
Have I seen you somewhere, Ellie?
No.
Ellie, I'm gonna have you roll. You're gonna roll a charm to see if he buys it.
Oh man, did you guys know I have 2 heart? No charm.
Wait, that's all you have?
That's all I have. I got, I don't have any heart. I don't have any heart additions either. Yo, I mean, I have very low stats because I'm the youngest. Nope, yep, she's very bad.
So when you're trying to be like, you know,
your penis, oh!
Oh shit, that was you. That's funny. What a funny prank I did, right? Running across the football field. I'm a regular jokester.
Oh. Yeah, is that, you did that for a prank?
That was a joke.
Yeah.
Nothing weird happened to you? You see anything, perhaps?
Is that why you guys want to talk to me?
There was a look on your face that kind of told me that you...
We're just trying to find our friend, Chrissy.
Redhead?
Wondering if maybe
you know
anything.
Before I woke up on the foot... Okay. It wasn't a prank. I thought my teammates, you know, kidnapped me in the morning, took off my clothes, haha, you know, football guys were crazy.
Football's weird.
But before I woke up, I saw, I don't know, a dream. I had a dream, which I don't really remember my dreams, but it was really, really, really clear. And I saw a picture of a redheaded girl, same age as me.
It's Chrissy. It's gotta be Chrissy.
That's what it said on the picture.
Ellie, you now have a luck.
Woo!
Woo! Thank you.
The picture started lighting on fire out of nowhere. I guess that happens in dreams. It got really, really, really hot. And then I woke up and I was freezing on the football field naked. Is that, like, that's weird. You guys don't have to believe me, but...
We believe you.
Unfortunately, we do believe you. Things like that have happened to us.
Just don't tell anybody, dude.
Don't worry, we're not gonna tell anyone.
No one would believe us anyway, the stuff that's been happening.
Great, so we've got this dude who's seen Chrissy. That still puts us back at square one.
Well, maybe we get him over to Carol or something. Cause we don't know if Carol remembers who he is, or what if Carol doesn't know who Chrissy is?
That's right.
All right.
But are you evil? Are you sent here with a purpose? Are you trying to deceive us? He could be trying to deceive us.
Just,
he could be another Miss Baker. He could be evil. He could have hurt George. He could have
I'm
done
not evil,
something.
Dude. I'm not evil. Like, I can be mean, but I'm not evil.
Do you remember anything about men in suits? A collider, being told an objective, being giving an activation code?
I don't. You're the nerd speak. I'm trying to be nice. Like, I don't know what this is.
Does the common mean anything to you?
Remember when I said the teacher was dumber than a bag of hammers?
I don't know, like I keep...
He ain't the only one.
I feel like I'm seeing things. I don't know if they're like my memories.
Would you classify them as
I don't know if I've
visions?
Just been drinking a lot lately, but it's distracting me and I have the game to think about and I don't know what's going on in my head right now.
Well, maybe we can bring Carol into the game tonight. All right, well, Ethan, we thank you for your time.
Thanks for helping me try to make sense of this shit, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
If you see anything else, will you let us know?
Yeah.
Especially if it concerns Chrissy.
Yeah, I will.
Don't take this as me being forward or anything, but let me give you my phone number in case something happens. Can we not do that? I just said, don't take this as moving forward.
No, yeah, yeah. I got you.
Here, I'll write down all of our numbers in case he calls all of us.
Not mine.
Oh, well, nope. You're right. Yeah, nope. All right. Yep. So I give him Ricky and my phone. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is your number 951-242-3233?
Yeah, since forever.
How long have you lived around here?
Born here? Maybe?
Do you have any recollection of us being friends when we were younger?
I remember... I had specific interests. Like, I read comic books and watched movies and had a group of friends that liked those sorts of things, but as I was growing up, got into sports and, you know, fell in with the different kind of crowd, but I did have a couple friends that kind of remind me of you guys.
As soon as he finishes that statement, the bell rings for lunch to end. As people start mingling and walking past.
Hey, Ethan!
Yo, what's up, bro?
I heard you woke up naked, bro.
Dude, it was crazy, right?
I sleep nude too, man.
Dude. Dude, try working out naked, man. I'm telling you, I was training. Huh?
I buy it, man. You gonna win the big game tonight?
You know it. You and me both. We're gonna do it together, dude.
Yo, you hanging out with Commodore?
Hashtag vision the group enters a warm, bright, look grassy area. Leon and Ethan are near each other with Ellie and Ricky seated in the aisles. The Deacon asks if he will take her in sickness and in health, and the vision fades.
Oh my gosh!
So right, are you hanging out with Commodore? As soon as that's said, a pulse hits. When the pulse hits, you guys find yourselves in a grassy field right outside a church. And there's guests all around. Some people you recognize, some you don't. And Ricky, you are seated on what you could best be considered as the bride side of the aisle. Ellie, you are also sitting on the bride side. You'll go over to the group side. You're recognizing what looks like some of the football team, the coach. And there, standing at the front of the pew in her bride's gown, is Leanne.
What is this?
Am I just like getting ready? Do I know where I'm at?
I think you are, you realize you're in a church, like this thing hits and you kind of look around, you look down. It's almost like Beetlejuice.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
When Lydia's like looking down, she's in a wedding dress all of a sudden.
This is not like any other vision we've had.
Ellie? What, night?
And as the church doors open and out walks Ethan in a suit.
I'm still chewing gum.
Now you also realize you are in a vision.
This is weird, but hey, I'm okay with it. You are.
I don't know.
Do I still have my, I'm gonna look for my gun.
Ricky, do something.
I'm gonna have you roll, you're gonna roll, calculate.
Yo. I'm a fan art of this so bad.
Not so good at that one. No.
So as you reach in, you pull out, you do have a gun, but it's a little bubble gun. It blows bubbles.
Leon, snap him!
Stop celebrating, Ricky!
I'm really sorry.
I go and I smack Ethan because I want to wake us up out of the vision, and I know that works, so I'm gonna smack.
You smack him. Ethan?
Yeah.
You're gonna roll for force?
No!
Yeah, roll force.
2, 3, 4, strength, body, and force. Yeah.
Oh no!
I got a success here though.
How many?
I got one.
Uh-oh.
Are you okay with being hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. That's fine, yeah.
So, boom, and the two of them, out of the vision. You two are still there. You're still in the vision. Ethan's out of the vision, as is the three of you.
I want to look around and see if there's anything else that is noticeable in this vision that might be important.
Yeah, I want to
see if Chrissy's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of you roll to investigate.
Oh, awesome.
That's awesome.
I'm very sparkly today for some reason.
I like it.
Shit.
All right. Yeah, we're looking for clues, looking for anyone we can talk to in this vision.
I don't see anything of importance.
Ooh,
two successes.
Two successes. So as you look around this church, you do notice there's like a side door. What would be the curtain to the confessional? And there's almost like a light coming out of it. So you're both going in. Now you're still at the top of the pew.
I'm sorry, everybody. thank you for coming to this celebration.
Keep talking.
He
keep
had to talking. Go somewhere and...
You're going
to
roll charm to see if you can distract everyone from seeing the two of them.
Okay. Yeah. Heart.
Yeah, are we in formal wear too? So we have like formal versions of our outfits. Yes.
Ooh. Ooh, I got a success. Yeah.
So you're able to give this speech while the crowd is on you, so they're not looking at these two sneaking away.
The groom had to go somewhere, and I struck him because I love him so much.
As you two enter the confessional, you sit down, and the parchment is separating you from where the priest would be. As you hear someone enter the other side, take a seat, and move the flap to the side.
I'm gonna say the thing that Kale said to me earlier. I say, we see the things that we should not see.
As you see the shadow nod, what is it you seek?
Chrissy Jacobs.
As he kind of sits back, leans forward. She's not here. She's out of your world either at the moment.
So where is she?
She's in another place. Another universe. Energy cannot disappear. But it can be replaced. If one person leaves, another must come. Is there anyone new in your town, in your world?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Chris, Ellie starts to kind of perk up. Who are we speaking to?
You can call me the Seer, and that is all you must know for now. As the parchment closes.
Wait. Well, I'm gonna try to.
I'm gonna
punch through the parchment.
However you get through this thing.
Okay, roll. So what are you gonna try and do?
I'm gonna try to pull it open. Yeah.
Roll move. This is gonna be more of a speed thing than a force thing.
One success.
Whoa. You're doing pretty good.
As you pull this thing back, you only see the last glimpses of the person opening their curtain and going through.
Oh.
Damn. I'm gonna run out, see if he's still there. But I mean, I don't know what he looks like.
As you run out, you suddenly see that there's almost just a wall separating, as if his side of the parchment would lead off into another area.
He's gone. Seer. Is it the Seer?
And you're still giving a speech.
So he will be back shortly. And again, thank you to the football team who I dislike immensely for attending Yeah! Give yourselves a round of applause for coming together as a team to
We're
attend.
Going to state!
You are going to state. Great job.
So now we know that there's someone trying to help us. I mean, this makes sense. I mean, if we have someone who's replaced Chrissy here, that only means that. But I don't get it. Why wasn't George replaced?
Well, I mean, maybe he was. We don't know that figure with the shadow. That's
true. We didn't know who that was.
And I mean,
and
honestly,
Mr. Barker was replaced, but he kind of blew up too.
And the Seer really didn't tell us anything we didn't sort of already know. So was he helping us?
Well, now we know for sure that Chrissy isn't here.
Well, that's true.
She's somewhere else.
As soon as you say that, the crowd starts up and starts throwing rice.
All right, thanks.
And it almost starts to become too much, as if it's like pouring rain on rice, and it starts getting around your feet, around your knees, and you realize pretty quickly you might drown in rice.
Stop, it's just too much rice, please.
I guess we gotta slap ourselves out of this one.
Here we go again.
Roll force, all of you.
Oh, gosh.
That's two successes.
One success.
No successes.
Woo. Uh-oh.
So you have two.
I'm going to give him one now.
Okay. So in one move, who slaps who and how?
I think we did like a little chain.
Yeah.
Three
yeah.
Stooges style.
Daisy chain, yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
I'll smack Ricky. And then, yeah, she's
smacking me. Yeah, and it really smacks me.
We got so as you guys all slap each other, you suddenly wake up back at the cafeteria, and there's Ethan.
The hell was that?
I mean, don't know.
I know you just gave me my phone number, but felt like it moved a little quickly, maybe.
Welcome to your first shared vision. These things fucking suck.
Like,
you're telling me.
This happens to you guys a lot?
Yeah, actually.
Did it happen when Chrissy was with you guys too?
Yeah, Chrissy was part of them as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, we met a dude.
What happened?
We talked to someone named the Seer.
He said that
in order, I just remember it, kind of like the law of equivalent exchange. Energy is always present. In order for something to be changed here, it's got to be changed somewhere else. I think Chrissy's in another dimension.
You mean like, so we got this guy from another dimension?
Yeah.
Y'all like traded or something?
Trading faces.
Sorry?
I mean,
my bad.
He doesn't seem to be evil.
It's fault. I don't think he's.
You're not the common, are you? Does that ring any bells?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
No.
Do you remember a bunch of weird dudes in suits?
No.
But I think we have to go. I think we gotta go to the loop to find her.
We gotta take him with us.
We gotta go to the hydrogen collider, I think.
And then you hear the bell ring indicating the start of fifth period.
Maybe there's a secret. Was there any other room leading out of George's bunker?
There was pretty much just the one singular. The bunker kind of almost had a makeshift homemade feel to it.
Oh, okay, so the bunker was not connected to the hydrogen collider.
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm.
Guys, we got to figure out a way.
Listen, like I'm convinced. I've seen more than I need to, but like I got practice, I got games, like
No. Well, you're coming with us.
What do I say? The first practice I've ever missed in 5 years, and got a case of the black lung, coach.
I mean, actually here there were no practices. And if we can figure out a way to get you back to where you belong and get Chrissy here,
then it won't matter if you missed a practice. It won't matter.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we can get you back in time for the game. I'm like trying to humor him.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
All right. So then, tonight.
Just tell me what I need to do, man. I don't know.
We're going to the collider.
Can you can you tell your mom that you got to work tonight? Maybe have Carol call your mom?
Let's have a sleepover at your place.
Okay, all right.
We need weapons.
I don't have any. I mean, I was working on a modified potato gun, but that's all I've got.
Do you think that'll work?
Oh, gosh. Well, I could ask my Meemaw.
I can get sports equipment. I can get hockey sticks and...
That'd be good.
Baseball bats and stuff like that.
I mean, like...
Don't miss it.
I know I'm supposed to be the smart one, but I'm so scared. I don't know what to do right now. I don't know how we should do this. Should we get ourselves captured? Should we go in guns blazing? I wish I knew what George would do. Because he did it. The janitor's uniforms.
All right.
The janitor's uniforms.
The janitor uniforms?
The janitor uniforms.
That's how we
the
got
one them. We sneak in as a help.
Worth a try.
Okay. I'm okay with that. All right, meet at my house tonight.
Okay.
And Ethan, I'm gonna need you to have a conversation with my Meemaw tonight.
Okay.
I'm thinking about these guns that my Meemaw has. So I'm like,
great.
Because I know he can shoot, so.
Okay.
All right. So be there a little bit early. This is not me being four, by the way, just so you know.
Just call me. Or I'll call you. I got your number.
Okay. All right.
So you guys start to head out to fifth period. Fifth period, sixth period.
the end of school. Going to Ethan. Where are you heading?
Fifth period?
No, school's over. School's
been. I guess heading to Leanne's house. Talk to her, Meemaw.
Yeah.
As you start making your way there, you suddenly hear,
"Hey, where you going, dude? We got practice."
No, I know. I gotta take care of something real quick, dude. Like, don't wait up. Trust me. Like, I'll be right there.
You're gonna roll the charm.
Ooh.
You got
crazy charm.
Big charm boys, yeah.
Yeah.
We got six.
Big charm boy.
We got no success.
Oh!
Yeah, sure. We'll be back soon. Come on, dude. They put two of the football players, put their arms around you and start walking you towards the field.
Guys, like, it's... I'm working on a new way to work out. Like, I gotta get some stuff. Trust me, like, it's gonna help everybody. You guys are gonna like these new workouts. It's equipment. Dude, I'm gonna grab some equips. Don't you wanna, like, pump some iron, dude?
Roll to lead.
Lead. Heart, okay. That's five.
Throwing dice everywhere today.
Yes, one success.
Ooh. New way of working out.
Yeah, man. Look how yoked I am, dude. You want to look like this?
You are pretty yoked.
Well, you gotta...
Well, what do you want us to tell Coach? He'll be asking.
Just tell him I'll be back, dude. Like, I'm on his good side. He'll do anything for me. Just think of something. Like, if you can think of something, all right?
All right, but we're not taking the fall. If you don't show up,
that's cool, dude.
Kick
no.
your ass, man.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll be right back, dude. Don't worry.
You start to leave. Ricky, where are you heading?
I'm going to go home first after school, get my stuff, my bag of shenanigans.
Ellie? Now it's Monday. It's supposed to be the first day of your new job at the comic store.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to head over to Boulder City Comics. I try to trust Carol. I catch Carol up on everything that's happened.
So we're going to go to that in a minute. But, okay. Leanne, where do you go?
Heading home. To my grandma's.
So you're heading home. Ethan, you see her walking down. You see her driving in her truck, and you see Ethan walking down the street.
I roll down my window. Hey, get in.
Okay, we're going to your Meemaw's?
Yeah, my Meemaw's at my house. Yes.
What's the plan here?
I'll explain to you when I get there.
Okay.
And then I just turn the radio up super loud to talk to him.
To what?
It's just like, it's Dolly Parton. It's like Jolene.
Yeah, so, okay.
Please don't talk when Dolly's on.
That's gonna be their song.
Jolene. So, as your truck starts to make its way down the street, going over to Boulder City Comics, Carol's there. Oh, thank God you're here. She hands you like a stack of comics. Those need to be organized.
Okay. Real hot sec, Carol.
Yeah.
Do you remember Chrissy?
She stands there a minute and goes, "The little redhead who called me a bitch?"
Okay, thank you. She's been replaced.
What?
Somebody's replaced her. His name is Ethan. He's a jock, and I saw his penis, and he woke up naked.
A boy showed you his penis?
No,
I need to talk to your mom. You need to tell an adult. Did you tell anyone at school?
No, he was on the football field and he woke up there and I accidentally saw him on my way to school, but that's not the important part of this conversation. Look, Chrissy, nobody else remembers Chrissy. It's like Mr. Barker, it's like Miss Baker.
What do you mean no one remembers her? How could you forget her?
Exactly. She's been replaced. Everyone thinks Ethan's life is hers. They remember Ethan's party. They know where Ethan's house is.
Okay, what? Well, hold on. Walk me through it. What was the last time you saw her?
I didn't... I guess it was the fair, because she had a party that night that I wasn't invited to, and I talked to her.
Oh, boy.
I saw her in a vision. It's okay, I'm used to this stuff. I saw her in a vision, though, and she apologized, but I ran away from everyone, and...
And that was the last time I saw. I feel, oh gosh, I feel real awful about this right now.
Okay, so what? What can we do? What's even the plan?
Plan is to head towards the Hadron Collider. We're gonna.
I think a bunch of teenagers are gonna stand out in the Hadron Collider.
We're gonna be in disguises.
Oh, do you know Rick Baker? Do you know makeup artist Rick Baker? Is gonna make you look like adults?
Carol, I'm just playing with what I've got here. I know.
With Ellie mentioning the law of equivalent exchange, she starts to wonder, who replaced George? Do they need them to get George back? It consumes her thoughts, sidetracking her. Hashtag trouble.
Oh no!
Nice.
So as you, where we left off when you were talking about, you're just trying to come up with a plan.
I'm just trying to come up with a plan. I mean, look, Carol, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. How is Chrissy replaced, but how was George never replaced? How is Mr. Barker replaced? How is George never replaced? George snuck in, and George did, but I don't understand why he wasn't replaced, or is he replaced? Is there someone in town that is George, or George is supposed to be, or am I replacing George? Was I sent to replace George? Was I never supposed to exist? Am I from somewhere else? Kid.
I'm gonna have you roll.
Yeah, I got
you. You're gonna roll empathize.
It's a mind. Yeah, it's a mind. It sounds like a heart word, but it's not. So that's 1 plus 4. That's 5. It's 1 success.
So she is calming you down. You do feel still, because you're talking about George and all this other stuff, and there's so much confusion and all these visions and everything. There still is a bit of, but you're starting to kind of calm down a little bit.
They wanted Chrissy gone. I guess, why would they replace George? But I guess I wouldn't be looking for him if he were replaced. I would have thought everything was fine.
I mean, you're having visions, and you remember the people who were gone.
Right. I mean, but my parents, everyone remembers George. Everyone remembers him, and he wasn't replaced. I just know that he was brave. He snuck in. Look, he had a janitor's suit.
Where is it?
Oh my gosh, I think Chrissy took it.
Yeesh.
She liked the smell of him because she had a crush on him when we were younger.
Can we just go to Chrissy's house and get it?
Ethan does live there.
As you say that, we did pass 250, so we are going to have our first Echoplex.
Yay!
Ricky, are you walking home or are you driving?
Yeah, I'm walking. Yeah.
So as you're walking home, you, off to the side, over a fence here.
Look around, see if there's anybody else around. All right, I gotta check it out. All right, I'm gonna go for it.
So you hop over the fence. There's an Echoplex.
I gotta do it. I'm gonna open it up.
You open it up. Inside is a cheerleader's uniform.
Oh gosh, no. Oh gosh.
And there's a note on it. And the note says, you have to find her. The seer.
The seer. Oh, interesting.
The fear. We'll find you, Chrissy. We'll find you. I'm gonna take it, put it in my bag.
Great. So we go over to Mima, to Leanne and Ethan, pulling up to the house. Dolly Parton's still playing.
All right. You're about to meet my Mima. You be real nice, okay? Be real gentleman.
Okay. All right. I got manners too.
Yeah, all right. Whatever. I open the door. Mima!
Yes.
Mima, I brought someone to talk to you. Someone from school.
Why would they want to talk to me?
Well, I want him to talk to you.
All right, I'll be there in a moment.
It's a boy.
As you hear her, you hear her standing up in the chair.
Mm-hmm. Meemaw, this is Ethan.
Hi, Meemaw. Ethan.
Hi, Meemaw.
Very nice to meet you.
Joanne.
She looks at you for a moment. What's your name?
Ethan.
You're not from here, are you?
I mean, a little outside of town, but general area.
She puts her hand on your forehead and touches your forehead.
What?
And as she does, all those visions from the classroom, all those things you started to see become memories flashing at you quickly, quickly, quickly. And as you suddenly realize you're not home.
What the fuck? What did you do?
Hey,
who is this person,
dude? Why are you cussing in front of my Meemaw?
She did this.
So you apologize for cussing in front of her.
Sorry, Meemaw. Sorry, ma'am. Boop.
We need to talk.
Okay, you stay here.
No, we all need to talk.
Okay, all right, you come here. Meemaw,
as Meemaw walks her way to her bedroom, like as quickly as her old legs will take her.
Oh, Meemaw.
Remember how I told you that we have friends that need help?
She closes the door. Does your mother know about any of this?
No.
Who are your friends?
Ellie. You met Ellie. You met Ricky. And then remember Chrissy?
The redhead.
The redhead.
You should tell them to come here.
She's not here anymore. He is.
She looks at you. Ah, a replacement.
You know what this is?
Not something we can talk about often with many.
I think he needs to go home so she can come home.
I think so.
Where's home? Like, how do I get home?
It's not easy. Oh boy, where to begin?
Well, Ellie and Ricky are coming. I told them to come here tonight.
All right, well, no reason to rush anything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all get food. Ethan, do you like pasta?
Yes, ma'am.
I've been making some.
Like,
are you gonna make tuna casserole?
It smells so good.
Are you gonna make your tuna casserole with the egg noodles?
And with pasta?
Well, I can't have too much tuna.
All right, well, let's go to the kitchen and I'll start cooking. I'll continue the cooking I have been doing. You're gonna need full bellies.
Thank you.
It smells so good, ma'am.
As we go over, Carol's driving. You're in the passenger seat. So I'm going to Ethan's house? Chrissy's house?
Yes!
Okay, let's hope that janitor uniform's there. As it starts going up this road, Carol goes, oh, the rich part of town.
What you gonna do?
So many things just make sense now.
Oh yeah, this is Chrissy's house.
As she pulls up, parts the car. You want to go? You want me to come with you?
I got this.
All right.
And Ellie's just like walking up to the door, just being like, I'm just gonna, okay, here we go. She's just kind of, she's very much jumping in now without.
Right.
So she knocks on the door.
Knocks on the door. The door opens. And there's Chrissy's dad.
Hello, Mr. Ethan's father.
Hello, Ellie.
How are you?
I'm fine. I haven't seen you in a while. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I have not seen you in a while either.
Been on business.
I get it. My dad, you know my dad.
Yes.
So Ethan's got that big, big game tonight.
Oof. Oh, are you going to be there?
I am. Football. Love it.
I've never seen you in any of the games before.
I'm starting to get, you know what? I'm starting to feel the social pull of sports.
Oh.
And high school life.
I've been there. I understand it.
But Ethan was, because we were good friends when you were younger, Ethan and I still talk because we're friends.
Of course. Come in. Yeah, we don't need to have this conversation outside. As he brings you into the living room.
And Ella's just like, I'm in. and she kind of flashes back at Carol. She's like, yes. Ethan was wondering if I could grab, you know what, he left some of his, he wanted to change into clothes after the game, and he was wondering if I could bring them to him.
You want to go into a teenage boy's room? Might be kind of crazy.
I mean, trust me, apparently I've seen worse this morning, so I'm just ready for it.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
Awesome, thank you. And Ella's just going upstairs, she's like, why was that so easy?
As you're going up the stairs, you see, like, photos you recognize, and Chrissy's completely out of them. It's all little boy Ethan.
Oh, gosh.
Ethan's photo, like, different school photos, things like that. As you go and you walk past Chrissy's mom's room, and the door is shut. As you see the door to Ethan's bedroom is wide open.
I'm gonna grab the stuff from there first, and then maybe I'll take a peek. All right, so knowing Chrissy, I know where her secret drawer is. It's the same secret drawer she's had since she was little. It's the bottom drawer to the right. There's a bottom part that pops open, and that's where she would put secret things.
Okay, I am going to...
Investigate.
You're gonna roll investigate, even though you know where they are.
Yeah.
How easy it will be to get to.
Yeah. Rogue Elias right there. 3 successes.
Wow.
Can I save one of those?
I'll let you save one.
All right, cool. I'll save a success.
As you go over to the drawer, pull it out, you pull up a little secret compartment. You find the janitor's uniform, and you also find a photo of the two of you as little kids. Chrissy's in these photos.
Oh. I think yeah, at first Ellie's like, this is so sweet, but then she's like, what?
It doesn't make any sense.
She quickly takes them and she stuffs the jumpsuit in her backpack.
Great. So as you head out, you see the bedroom door still closed to Chrissy's mother's room.
I'm gonna knock! I'm gonna take a little knock.
All right, great. You're gonna roll. Yeah, roll another investigate.
Okay. Don't worry, guys. I've got one luck from our wonderful audience, and I've got a success saved. Unless I just jinx myself right now.
Why did you say that?
Why did I say that? I'm going to use my one success from earlier, from previous.
Okay,
give me a success.
You open the door. As you open the door, you see sleeping. It's Chrissy's mother. All the lights out.
Excuse me?
She starts to turn in the bed.
Mrs. Jacobs.
Seeing if she responds to that last name.
Her eyes open. She sits up and looks at you. Ellie? Oh, close the door, the light. Close the door.
She closes, Ellie, close. Oh gosh, Ellie closes the door!
What are you doing here? Why are you in my room?
I wanted to make sure you were okay, and I need to check in. I need to ask you-
Chrissy! Chrissy!
Mrs. Jacobs,
I have to- Can you tell Chrissy to go get my headache medicine?
Mrs. Jacobs, I have to go. Look, I have to go. Because now Ellie's freaking out because Dad's here and Dad knows Ethan.
Oh my God.
And this cannot be good.
Oh,
and
no.
So Ellie's just like, Ellie's also looking for a phone because she knows to call Leanne's house just really quick and just be like, SOS. So is there a phone in the bedroom?
In a rich person's house in the 80s? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Ellie kind of walks over to the phone, and she's calling Leanne's house.
And as you do that, Chrissy's mother turns bends down, reaches under the bed, and pulls out a bottle of vodka.
Mrs. Jacobs
unravels it.
Mrs. Jacobs, I don't want you to worry.
About what?
Chrissy's just still at school, and she's fine.
She looks over at the clock. Oh yeah, cheerleading practice. There's a game tonight. I'm supposed to go to it.
And Chrissy's there. She wasn't feeling good, but she's there.
I'm calling. Okay, got Leanne.
Okay. Hello?
Leanne, I have to make this quick. If anything happens, I'm at Chrissy's house, okay? Just remember that. Okay, bye. and so then Ellie's gonna start sneak because she knows like this is. Do I look down? Can I look out the window and see if Carol's still there?
Yeah.
Carol's still there.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
And when you pull the blinds open, some light comes. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Miss Jacobs, I just want you to go back to bed. Your husband's here.
He's back early.
Yeah, I'll have him get you some headache medicine. I'm just going to go.
Hey, kiddo. How are your folks doing?
Not good.
Yeah. That George stuff fuck anybody up.
Yeah. Just get some rest, Mrs. Jacobs. You'll see Chrissy tonight.
And she sneaks out of the room and she closes the door.
Before you do that. Before you do that.
I'm scared.
I left the party. I did such a bad.
I'm sure you look at all this and go, I never want to be that. But this makes it so you don't see the shit you want to see. Or something like that. Yeah, she puts the bottle back and starts drinking more.
Ellie's eyes just get big. And she exits. Oh, the pieces are coming together.
So as you start making your way downstairs, Chrissy's dad is sitting on the couch, just staring at a wall. Did you find everything you were looking for?
Yes.
This is just an Emily question, would Ellie have any idea about the journal or would want to think to look around? Or is that me just trying to get everything I want out of this house?
Not necessarily. It's under a couch cushion.
Yeah, it's under a couch cushion. All right, we're just gonna... She doesn't know, so... All right, she got what she came for.
Thank you, sir. It was good seeing you.
I'll see you at the game tonight, Ellie.
I'll see you at the game, yes. Your wife, she's not feeling well. She heard me upstairs and she asked for some aspirin.
Drinking again,
yeah.
Well, that might be for the best. As he stands up and starts going up the stairs.
I don't know what's here, so all right, I'm just gonna leave. I'll just leave.
So as you go, and you get in the car with Carol. Carol looks over. How'd it go?
Wow, that was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. But I think I'm getting some more insight into what Boulder City's really all about.
How do you mean?
The thing, people are able to suppress what they don't want to know. I'm still figuring out too, so I'll just leave it at that.
Where to now, kid?
Leanne's! Oh gosh, I hope she's not worried!
As she puts the car in gear and starts driving, Ricky, we go over to you.
Yeah.
You're getting home.
Yeah, I'm just gonna grab my stuff and.
Hey, you wanna go to a movie tonight, kiddo?
That sounds great, but I can't make it tonight. I've got a study thing with my friends.
Oh.
Can we do it another night?
Yeah.
All
right. I might go to the game then.
All right. I might see you there. Not sure how this night is gonna go.
All right.
I've got some friends. We got some studying to do, but then we might swing by the game after.
It's gonna be pretty good. That Ethan kid's a hell of a player.
That's what I've been told. I can't say I've seen him play myself, but but that's what I hear. I hear he's got a hell of a body on that guy. So yeah, maybe I'll see you there.
Sounds good. So you go and you start making your way to Leanne's house.
Yeah.
And Carol's dropping off. Do you want me to come with you?
I think I'm good, Carol. Can you call my mom and say I'm working late tonight?
Yeah, I can do that.
I look at Carol and I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen, but thank you. You're the best person I know.
You got this.
All
right. Get out of the car.
Yeah, she's carrying her backpack up to...
Start heading up.
I'm waiting outside.
Did I hear you slack?
As you see, like, Carol's car leaving.
Oh, my God.
I thought...
You okay?
We gotta talk.
All right, come on. Let's go.
Hey.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Come pulling up.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Is everybody here?
Yeah, everybody's here.
Right. Wait, were you? You were here with Ethan?
Yeah, I'm here with Ethan first, but Ethan, I gave him a ride here.
Does he like you?
I don't care if he likes me or not. I don't know if he does, but I don't care. My meemaw, she recognizes that he doesn't belong here.
Your meemaw?
My meemaw.
And Ethan has a luck now.
Ooh. I forgot to tell you guys a few days ago that she said that the visions, if you're not afraid of them, they won't hurt you. Meaning she
does with the visions also?
She does.
Wait, if we're not afraid of them, they won't hurt us?
That's what she said.
I hope that's better than slapping.
Kind of hard to be not afraid of a giant fish giving you advice, huh?
Or a creepy baby.
Or a leprechaun.
Oh.
So, this may sound crazy. We're all saying things we've heard. Chrissy's mom still remembers Chrissy. Oh!
Hashtag vision the group enters the grassy area again. This time, gloomy. The aisles are now empty except for Leanne, Ricky, and Ellie, Ethan, Chrissy, and George are seated in an aisle opposite theirs between them a soundproof glass. Ethan and George are taken.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
As you feel a pulse and the wave hits, and you suddenly find the three of you seated again in a church. And on the other side where the pews would be, it's almost like, at first it feels like almost like a mirror, but you're not seeing yourselves, just more and more and more chairs. And then eventually appearing in the chairs, you see Ethan, Chrissy, George, you can clearly see them. They might not necessarily be able to see you.
Chrissy!
Ellie immediately runs up and smacks that glass.
Okay.
She's gonna create as much noise as she can.
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna roll, you're gonna roll, move. Move.
Move. All right, that's three, but I do have one luck still.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we're gonna use that luck.
Use that luck.
We're gonna use that luck. Use that luck. Come on.
Come on.
Darn it.
Dang.
Darn it.
As you're pounding on the glass, the two of you clearly hear it, but the three are not responding to it.
Yeah, we're just gonna yell, just pound. Chrissy!
As you're doing
George!
As you're doing that, you see the doors behind them open, and out walks a man in a suit.
Watch out!
No, come on!
As he slowly walks up, puts his hand around George's mouth. George, not moving, not reacting, being drugged out of the church.
No! I'm gonna hit that glass even harder. I'm gonna body slam that thing.
Okay, roll force.
Oh, if only we were sneaking.
I tried.
Huh? When shit hits the fan, you don't back down.
Oh yeah, when shit hits the fan, I don't back down. Ellie's in Hulk. Yeah, Ellie's in.
She's gonna Hulk out.
Shit hits the fan. So yeah, she's gonna. That's an auto success. Thank you for remembering my abilities.
Okay, so the success is you are able to smash through the glass.
Uh
oh. And when you do,
I get a condition.
You suddenly find yourself falling, as if you smashed this glass and went through a universe.
Ellie!
Because you're falling through a starscape.
Can I try to catch her?
You can try.
Oh, God.
That's a move.
Okay, good.
Oh, save me!
Ellie!
One success.
Nice. You grab her by the foot, and Ellie, just below, what you see as you swing is just a vast array of stars.
You got her! Pull her up, Ricky!
Pull her back up.
So, I'm going to have you, to try and pull her back up?
Yeah.
You're gonna, body, roll body.
Just body. Oh gosh.
And I'm helping him too, so let me roll mine so I can try to.
One success.
All right.
One success? Okay, great, you're able to pull her up. And as you pull her up through, the whole glass didn't shatter, it was almost just like you made.
Can
we still see?
So you're still able to see what looks through this like other side, and through the other side, that's when you see like Chrissy and Ethan, as it almost is like they're forming into each other, as if the glass broke to make sort of a broken mirror.
Is that like a portal or something? What was down there?
There's nothing. It's just stars.
Ethan, Chrissy.
Ethan, on your end, you're sitting there, and you look over and you see Chrissy sitting next to you.
I've seen you somewhere before. Are you the lady from the photograph? Am I? Is this the shtick? I'm you, you're me?
Yeah, who are you?
Neither of us. Who am I? Who am I?
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
I guess you haven't been to my games.
No, I've been to your fucking games.
Okay, all right. Well, not gonna get a ticket now, sassy pants.
I like. What are we doing here?
Beats me, dude.
Where are my friends?
I was hanging out with them.
Who are you?
I'm Ethan. I had a vision. I saw a picture of you. It burned in my hands. I woke up naked. Yeah, naked, in a football field, and then suddenly. Everybody thinks that I'm supposed to be you.
You're in my world?
Yes.
Where am I?
I don't know. We're trying to look for you.
What's your world?
The same as yours, but mine.
Great, that's fucking helpful.
Hey, you know me. I'm not the math class guy. I throw a football, somebody catches it, and I'm the hero, okay? I'm not trying to solve these fucking comic book problems. That's what we got Homegirl for, right?
Her name's Ellie.
Okay, Ellie.
Be nice to her when you're around her. Because I have a hard time doing it.
Yeah. I know the feeling, but she's been...
Can you tell me anything about your parents?
I mean, my mom's an alcoholic, and my dad's trying to deal with it. I mean, I don't know if that's the same thing you got going on, or...
As she starts to kind of well up a little bit. What's happening?
I don't know. I don't think it's good. Like, ever since I stepped in, shit has been weird. Some people miss you. Some people don't know you existed. And we're trying to figure it out. Because I want to go home too, man. I don't want to be you. Your friends miss you. And just want to go home and play football, dude.
On your guys' side, the door's open. And in walks a woman that looks slightly familiar to the two of you. Very familiar to you. But you've only seen photos of her at this age. It's Mima 30.
It's a photo?
No, it's her. It's her? She's opening the church doors.
Mima?
Mima?
as she silently walks up and puts her hand out to the three of you.
I run up to her,
and when she touches your hand, a light hits you and you're out of the vision.
Are we all gone?
Well, she only ran up.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm going to take one
She's
last.
She's hot.
That's what draws me to her.
I'm going to take one last look at Chrissy before grabbing Mima's hand.
So as you both go, and as we stay, you look over and through. For the first time, you see someone walking through, and it's a young woman who somewhat resembles Leanne.
Mima? Ma'am?
As she nods and puts her hand out to you.
Are we getting some tuna?
As you guys touch hands, you're out of the vision. Mima looks over at Chrissy and goes, "Don't be scared. We're coming." You guys find yourself in Mima's room, even though you were all different parts. You're in Mima's room as Mima sits in the middle of the floor, her legs crossed, her eyes opening, and she looks at all of you.
Okay, I just have to say, can you please teach me how to do that?
It'll take time. I'm sure you all have many questions.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Thank you.
Hi. Did you guys have a good vision?
I almost fell through space trying to reach you.
I talked to Chrissy.
What?
You talked to Chrissy?
You talked to Chrissy. What'd she say? Is she okay? Does she know where she is? Where is she?
She doesn't know where she is. I told her we're coming. Okay. But she knows that I'm her replacement. And that I want to go home, because you guys are great, you guys are swell, like, you know, you're growing on me, but it's not where I belong. And I told her we're going to get her back.
Thank you for telling her.
Thanks for talking to her.
Thank you.
So Mima, where do we start here?
Yeah.
Can you show me how to shoot?
Yes, I already told you I would.
But like now?
Not right now.
Thanks.
Timing, sweet loves, timing. In the 1960s, they started to develop the loop. We heard about it, and the 60s were a different time. It's more free love and Vietnam, things of that nature. We were going to the moon. So hearing about new cutting edge version of science seemed interesting. Well, the fact of the matter is, after they were done building it, they turned it on. And all the power shut off. But not just where the loop was located, but all over the world. It was as if someone shut off the planet. For one brief moment.
Like our dimension?
I don't know what you would call it.
You writing this stuff down?
Yes. She's like, little smart wizard.
The thing is, it started to become clear that when the world woke up, things were not as they always were. Did you know dinosaurs were extinct?
What?
Wait, there were none?
Oh, they existed. But long, long before man. Suddenly after the loop, they started appearing. Some found this quite odd, quite peculiar, of course. A creature coming back that had been long dead. But some started to claim they'd always been here. First we thought it was jokes or people in denial, but it became very clear soon enough that that wasn't the case. Soon enough, people, not everyone, some people started to see things, experience things. First it seemed like waking dreams, but it started to become very clear that things were real.
Visions?
Yes.
So other people have had them?
A few.
Have you had them?
Ever since the planet came back on.
Well, what makes us so special when we have the visions?
We started to learn that those that had visions were usually somehow related to others who had had visions. It's as if this was a connection in the blood or spirit, whatever. Whatever kind of thing you want to call it. Some people might call it hokey, but the fact of the matter is there are creatures here that shouldn't be here anymore. In the 70s, we started to come together and talk. Well, it didn't seem like necessarily a problem. It just seemed to be creating more of a support group. Because what can you do? It's such a major event when the planet changes. But our group members started to disappear. And it started to become very obvious that if you knew about visions, the best thing to do was to not talk about them. Not let anyone else know. Then I had your mother. I had a new responsibility. She seemingly didn't have them. I thought maybe it was all over, and done with. I guess I was wrong.
I'm sorry.
You're the best thing that ever happened in my life. Don't you ever be sorry for being born.
Thank you, Mima.
Chances are, if you kids are having it too, you're possibly related to someone. Maybe a parent, an uncle, anything like that.
But you said it can be like connected by the soul?
Possibly. Blood, soul, I thought this is guesswork at best.
Well, if George and I have them, maybe that's why my mom is so crazy. But who knows?
Maybe you and Chrissy are connected by the soul?
Maybe Chrissy's No. Oh, this is it. Miss Mima, I have a question.
Yeah.
Has it been proven that alcohol suppresses visions?
That was long before the loop.
Listen, when I was at Chrissy's house, her mom remembered her. Her mom knew who she was. Chrissy could have gotten that ability from her mother. And when we were talking to Kale, and we told you, and we also heard this, we've been hearing that I said the catchphrase in front of you, yeah. And we heard this from Kale, I have it written down, my sharp was the exact words. That was last week. We see the things we shouldn't see. Chrissy's mom said, Chrissy's mom held up the bottle and said, this helps me not see.
That's why she drinks right, so yeah. much.
I've heard my mom say that before, and Chrissy asked me about my mom, and I think they share that together, so.
Richard?
Yeah?
Does your father see anything?
I mean, not that I know of, but I mean, we don't really talk all that much.
Where's your mother?
She moved away after the fire. She left my dad, so I don't really talk to her anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, I haven't talked to her in 3 years now, so I don't know.
Might be a good idea to reach out.
I can do that.
But you know so much about this, listen. If you said people were replaced or being... Do you know the common?
We used to call them the man.
The 60s. Man.
The 60s thing we thought we were being funny.
Do you know
it's pretty funny?
We've got so many questions. We've run into the common a couple times now, and... They seem to have some kind of weird agenda.
They know that we see them.
I think they're coming for us. They took Ellie's brother, and so...
Well then...
And he wasn't replaced.
Or maybe he was, and we don't know who it was that replaced him here in town.
I think it would be best to do what we can to get Chrissy back. And I think training you in how to be more powerful in the visions would suit us best.
Jedi training!
Yes!
Jedi training!
Yeah, we definitely want that, because those visions are super scary, and the only way we figured out how to get out of them is by hitting each other.
Yeah, we slap each other. That's probably not the best.
That's probably not the best way to do it.
Yeah, no, no.
I have been developing a sort of naked training that I was doing earlier today.
I don't want to hear about this anymore. Let's just stop lying.
Okay, you got got.
I got got.
You got got.
The best advice I can give you right now is tonight. Live your life as if you do not know this information.
But we were gonna go to the... We had to go get Chrissy. We were gonna go to the Collider tonight in a very rash way. I brought George's jumps.
and we know guns work against them.
But you are not trained in. You all look very young.
But we have to get Chrissy.
And we will. And we will do it soon. But if one more of you gets captured or another, I'm an old woman. And there's only so much I can do on my end.
Okay. I guess we're gonna go watch you play. What? No, I don't know why he winked at me.
Don't worry, yep.
Do you know who the seer is?
As a person, no. Whether he's from this world, another, or conversations have been had, but what he looks like, I couldn't say.
But you know the seer. Is it?
Is he helpful?
Often.
But
not always.
Can we trust? We can't trust what the seer tells us.
Always trust your instincts. And if you believe the seer to be telling the truth, he might be. If you have doubts, listen to those.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Mimong.
And remember, they come for you the more you talk about these things.
Uh-oh.
Maybe Chrissy had a point.
How do we not talk about them?
Keep it amongst yourselves is what I mean.
Okay.
There are other people who can see. They will find you.
All right.
When do we start our training?
Yeah, do we get a cool montage?
That's not how real life works, Ellie.
It can if we want it to.
Tomorrow. Come here tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
guess we better go to that big game.
Guess it's football night.
Guess so.
Are you okay, Ethan?
Yeah. Just gotta throw football.
It's okay to not be okay.
Nah, it's... I'm all good. That's what I do. I'll be all right.
Okay.
As we cut to the big game, you come running up with your uniform on, with your suit on. The coach looks over. Where the hell have you been?
Didn't the guys tell you?
Don't worry about it. Just get out there. Get out there.
All right, let's go.
As you go running on out, you guys are in the bleachers, looking around. The kickoff happens.
Ellie's got a big old pretzel.
He's going to town on
them. I love soft pretzels.
You're going to town on the pretzel. The two of you have some tuna casserole that Mima made that she put in a little plate for you guys. And as the game goes on, tied up, going into the third, as everyone huddles up. So what's the play, Ethan?
I'm gonna hit him with the old blue 42. We've done it a million times. It's won us games in the past. If plan B, the green 37. You feel me?
Okay,
yeah, we're on the same page here? What? Let me practice.
Yeah, man, yeah. All right, let's do this.
Let's go, dudes.
As everyone separates. The ball gets hiked. You throw it. Person catches it. Landing at the end of the field. And as they do, the three of you see in the distance Chrissy's mother walking up to the field. Tears streaming down her face, looking distraught.
We should get down there.
I told her Chrissy was here. Why'd you lie to her? I didn't want to freak. I didn't want to answer questions in her own house. Plus, her dad was there, and he knew that Ethan was his son. Her dad was, I didn't know what, I panicked. I didn't want to get caught in the house.
All right, well, maybe we should.
Let's go talk to her.
As she starts walking up to the cheerleaders. Where's Chrissy?
Oh no, she's asking around. She's gonna create attention.
Okay, we're gonna head down there.
Go grab her now. Ellie, she knows you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Ricky and I just bolt.
You guys make your way down there.
Yeah.
Just running down bleachers is very dangerous.
Where's Chrissy?
Miss Jacobs, come over here.
As some of the cheerleaders start going like, what's your problem? You know, what's going on? This and the other. Fine. Someone goes, Ethan, isn't that your mom?
No, I don't think so. No, she's at home.
So the two of you run down, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm running down, like, just behind them, but I'm kind of, like, looking around and thinking maybe I should pretend to be Chrissy or something, to be a Chrissy, to get her out of the out of the crowd. Hey, guys! Hey!
Chrissy Leanne!
Yeah, hi! Hello, it's me, Chrissy. Come on, Mrs., what's Ethan's last name?
I don't know his last name.
Ethan's mom?
Yeah, come over here. We'll figure this out.
What are you talking about? Where's my daughter?
Here, your daughter's right here. Come over here.
So she walks over with you. As she walks over with you guys, what's going on?
Okay, I know you've had lots of drink. We're gonna try to explain something to you.
I got out of bed. And I couldn't. There was all these photos of this boy, and I don't know who he is, and I don't know where Chrissy is. And my husband's saying he's never heard of her.
Mrs. Jacobs, I have to ask you a question. You have to be as honest with me as possible.
What?
Have you ever had visions?
And she kind of straightens up for a moment, and then leans forward and vomits.
Shit! That shirt! Oh, God. Do you have any water?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I hand her
water. Do you ever see things that don't seem to be real, or like from another place?
Has Chrissy told you? Those are my fucking nightmares. She's not supposed to tell anybody about them. That's a family secret. And if she told you about them, you need to tell me right now.
We have nightmares too. We have nightmares too, and so does Chrissy.
What?
And one of the nightmares took Chrissy. We're looking for her. We're going to find her.
We're going to find her.
But nobody else. You can't tell anyone else this, okay?
You can't go around asking for her.
And you have to pretend that Ethan is your son.
Yeah.
Who?
That really great football boy.
You're running up, you've left the field. Run up and wave.
Woof! What a game.
You know, like it's like we're acting. It's like we gotta pretend. So.
Where is she?
She's somewhere else right
she's
now.
She's in another place.
They traded places.
But we're gonna find her.
This is Ethan. He's the one that's been in your house last, I don't know, a few days.
Guys, I got a really bad feeling about this. I don't like talking about this as much in public.
But right now he's got to play a game, so.
And as you guys are talking, you hear from the bleachers above you. Hey, what's going on down there?
Just a pregame.
As you look up, it's Bad Boy Bobby.
I point to him and I say, you get down here.
Okay.
He might know something. Where has he been this entire time?
As he comes walking down. Whoa. Are you okay, Ms. Jacobs? I can't find Chrissy, and I don't know what she is.
Okay, so
Bobby looks around and goes, oh, phew, okay. We were supposed to go to a thing, and she didn't pick up. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter.
Ellie grabs Bad Boy Bobby by the scuff of his shirt.
Whoa!
All right, you have about 5 seconds to get on our same page and tell us what you know, or else I will hurt you.
Know about what? I went to a party last night and then I...
Party at Chrissy's?
Yeah.
Great. You know, you remember Mr. Baker?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Beverly Bobby, we're here. You remember Mr. Barker?
Yes.
Isn't it weird that Miss Baker replaced him?
Yes.
Great, we're on the same page.
This is a conversation I've had with Chrissy. Why am I having it with you three now?
Because we all notice it too. She's part of our crew, and I guess you are now too. Ugh.
Where's Chrissy?
She's gone.
She's gone. She's gone, and he's here.
She's gone wherever they go.
So we have reached 500, which means we have another echo.
Oh, no.
So while you're holding by the collar, you hear.
It's one of those things again.
What the fuck was that?
That's just a box. A box that appears.
I open it.
Oh!
I'm like, I don't care, I want to open it.
And as you open it, for the first time not in a vision, one of the cubes.
Ellie! It's like, it's the thing, the force thing. The puzzle box.
I let go, Bobby. I said,
am I supposed to know what that is?
It's a box we keep seeing.
Yep.
Okay, I'm on board.
All right, Ellie's gonna figure this out.
Okay.
All right.
Roll comprehend. Actually, you know what? This is gonna be a tinker thing. This is gonna be tinkering.
Ooh.
Go calculate.
Oh, calculate. Okay, cool. So that's tech. So it's 3 and 2 is 5. And I have another, I think I got another luck. Yeah?
I believe so.
Yeah, so I got one luck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's already a success, so we're good. I tinker that box. I tinker that box real good.
So how do you tinker with this?
I mean, I feel like Ellie recalls back on the way Leanne solved it the second time and the way she solved it the first time. And just, I feel like it's probably a different puzzle every time, but she's used to kind of the system that it goes through. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as you start to tinker with it and you turn it in your hands, it starts to vibrate.
Supposed to be doing that?
I don't know. Uh-oh.
The other ones didn't
uh-oh.
Do that.
Uh-oh.
I am going to tell you to put that thing down.
Yeah, put it down.
Okay.
As it hits the ground, a beam shoots out.
Just a beam?
Yeah.
Ethan, put your hand through that.
I think that's a signal. No, I think that's a summoning signal.
Why me? I'm not touching that shit.
Maybe it's trying to call you back.
You're gonna roll a charm.
Charm.
Oh, no. Charm this boy.
No.
Charm
your husband. Charm my husband. Maybe it's trying to call you home or something.
Maybe it's trying to call something else.
One success.
Oh no, maybe this could be the end of your football career.
Maybe it's trying to call you home.
Okay.
All right.
Is this my passage home?
Oh god!
It's very hot.
No.
It's very hot, but I mean, you guys are used to this sort of thing, right? So just like happens all the time.
And as you put your hand in it.
You said so.
As you put your hand in it.
Don't take my husband's hand.
The box starts to vibrate more and more.
Okay.
And the light glows and starts to spread out. Soon enough, engulfing you completely.
We're going home!
And as it vanishes, so does Ethan.
No! I don't want to leave! The law equivalent exchange! Where's Chrissy?
Maybe she's back.
And then you feel through your bodies the same feeling you get when a vision hits, a pulse. But you don't end up in a vision. And the dark glows. The same glow as the box. And then goes back to normal.
Bye, Ethan. You were very nice, if you can still hear us.
Bobby and Chrissy's mother look around and go, what the fuck?
Guys.
Law of exchange.
I think we're building ourselves a very bad hole here.
I mean, just, we have so much public attention. Mima said we weren't supposed to talk about this.
Is the box still there, or did the box disappear too?
Oh, the box is still there, but it's not glowing anymore. It almost now just looks like a black.
Can I open it?
Let's take it and let's get out of here.
Let's go.
You're trying to open it?
Can I try and open it? Yeah.
I would say, yeah, roll Tinker.
I'm gonna open this box!
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Oh, just Tinker? Tinker?
Maybe, you know what? Maybe program, because it looks like a dead box, so I'll throw a program on that.
Program
one.
It. Just three. I'm gonna use my luck. Uh-oh. Because I'm not a techie, yeah. I'm a bookie. Hmm. I'm a bookworm. Darn it!
Wait, can I give her a luck? I have one.
You do have a luck. You know what? I will let you transfer the luck.
Oh,
right.
Ethan!
You feel the power. You feel the gratefulness.
I will allow you to transfer the luck.
He was nice, even though I saw his
ding dong.
Ding dong.
Uh-huh. It's another kind of luck.
Oh. you're remembering him fondly.
Oh, I don't know about how Ellie feels about that. Darn it!
So as you play with this black dead box, it just starts to slowly dissipate.
No!
It's all right. It's all right, Ellie. You did a good job. You solved it the first time. It's okay.
But we did get Chrissy back.
We got to find her now. She's got to be here.
Maybe she's at her house, and we got to get her mom back anyway.
Mrs. Jacobs, would you like to go home? Okay. I believe you would. All right. Here's a bottle of water. And let's just go ahead and walk you home. I know you've seen a lot. And
Bobby, you're coming with us.
Bobby, get your ass over here with us.
I'm not arguing. I'm gonna come.
All right. Well,
I just don't trust you.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you knew about all this stuff before we did.
And you
want to
talk about it with Chrissy? You didn't share anything with us.
She told me. I don't know you that well. What was I gonna come up and go? Chrissy told me this.
Well, we don't know you that well, so we need to watch you.
All right. Fair enough.
Have you been having any visions lately?
Of what?
Guys, we should get in the car.
Just anything
Let's go take
weird?
Mrs. Jacobs home.
So as you guys get into the car,
something's gonna happen.
Start to go down the street.
And I'm driving. It's Mrs. Jacobs' car, but I'm driving because yeah. So maybe Chrissy's at home. Maybe she's there. We gotta go check the bedroom and see if everything's back to what it was.
Look. I pull up the photos of Chrissy and me.
These are still here.
Is Jacob looking over? Aw, that's adorable.
Look, these were next to George's jumpsuit. Somehow these stayed the same.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe a residual energy from the jumpsuit. Maybe there's some things, if we have an emotional connection to this world, that they stay the same. Maybe it's because other people know that she exists, that they stay the same for us. I don't know how to explain it, but... Mm. We do have this.
It's true.
All right. Now, this isn't a creepy thing. I forgot to mention earlier, I have Chrissy's cheerleading outfit. I found it in an Echoplex along with a note from the seer.
That boy Bobby's looking over you like...
I forgot to mention it. I found it with a note from the seer, though, that we're going to find her.
I think that's pretty important. The seer.
Oh, gosh.
And y'all in the cult.
It's a club.
Well, I don't know.
It's
we might be at this point.
Club.
But anyway, so there's more evidence that she existed, and hopefully, it means she's back. I don't know.
I guess you hold on to her uniform then.
It's in my bag. Okay. Like I'm not.
Well, no, he doesn't hold on to it. He's gonna put it back in her bedroom. Is what he's gonna do.
I can do that.
Yes. All right.
Then you guys pull up Chrissy's house. You let Mrs. Jacobs inside, and you see all those photos, and Chrissy's back in them.
Chrissy.
What does this mean?
She's back.
Chrissy!
She's gotta be back.
Chrissy!
We did it. Race up to her bedroom.
I just don't have a good feeling about this.
She races up to her bedroom. You open the door. She's not in there.
But her stuff is normal?
Yeah.
Ellie, we did good, Ellie.
She's gotta be here somewhere.
It's equivalent exchange. But what exchanged? Where did Chrissy go? What exchanged?
I really hope Ethan went home. And we didn't,
we didn't send Chrissy to another.
Oh, no. I might have to talk to Mommy and Ma again.
Bad boy Bobby is with you guys after he helped, put Mrs. Jacobs, on the couch.
Thank
you. He's looking at, he goes, well, I mean, if it's connected to the dart, I bet I know where she is.
Okay.
Okay, you got 5 seconds to explain.
As he points, as you look out the window and see the dart in the distance.
So we have to go there?
I'm guessing.
All right. Are you being straight with us?
I want to go on a date, so yeah, I'd like to find her.
Okay.
Okay,
can I check the closet for any of Ethan's jackets? To see if any of them were left behind.
Oh.
You can.
Alright. So that would be...
If Miss Jacobs is being laid down on a couch or an armchair, does she feel anything?
We shall see.
So what would that be? Because that would be heart, right? Or should it be mind for searching?
I would go with mind.
Mind, so yeah. 3. And then...
You can search with your heart.
I can search with my heart. Search my heart. And then, let's see, investigate. Mind, so that's 4. I really want a cool jacket, you guys. I got a success. 2 successes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go and you open the closet, and it's all Chrissy stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I see the one jacket, and I grab it.
I will say there is one jacket. It's open to interpretation whether it's his or a baggy jacket Chrissy owns.
I'm going to take it just in case.
I'm going to hang up her children outfit.
That's very nice.
I'm not Thank trying
you.
To...
Thank you.
Can I attempt to empathize with Billy and see if... Bobby, rather. Sorry. And see if I can intuit some things about him?
Sure.
And I got a success, so apparently I can ask him 2 questions.
Ooh!
I want to ask him, what are you not telling us? You seem to know more about this than you're letting on.
I don't know, man. It's like, man, you guys are so fucking suspicious considering... Me and this girl had a conversation and you're telling me I didn't tell you anything. I don't know, dude. Like, this place is fucking weird, isn't it? We got this big fucking thing in the middle of the country and we live next to it. It lights up randomly.
Yeah, but we already know all that stuff. Is there anything else that you know that we don't?
Lets out a sigh. He looks out the window. He looks at the dart. He looks back. I can tell you, I think George is a nice guy.
Is Ellie in this room?
Yeah.
She falls to the ground. Sure, like, she just becomes weak at the knees. And then she, like, crawls up to him and still kind of just fumbles about and pulls on his shirt down and is like,
you were going to tell me everything you know about George.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me right now. And you are going to tell me if he is okay.
Last I saw, yes.
When was this? When?
3 years ago.
3 years ago? 3 years ago? So you've been here for 3 years. You've been here for 5 years. Did you appear when George went missing?
I don't. And before he can finish his sentence, the loop lights up again. A giant pulse going through you guys as you slowly see a vision as the pulse hits your bodies and you see Chrissy strapped to the chair, looking up, screaming. And you see on the door in the room she's in, Room 418.
She's gotta be over there. Right, write it down, 418.
Drop, Bobby! And she lets go Bobby and puts it in her smart wizard.
And then as soon as that goes by, the pulse hits, it goes through, you suddenly hear Chrissy's mother screaming downstairs.
I run down.
Yeah, we run down. I'm still like, Bobby, we have to talk, Bobby! Bobby!
Bobby!
As you guys run downstairs, Chrissy's mother's screaming because pretty hard to understand that she also probably saw what you guys saw.
Mrs. Jacobs, really?
What does it mean?
We're gonna go find her. We are gonna go find her.
We're gonna get her.
We're gonna get her back. You just stay here. Everything's gonna be fine. You just stay in your house and relax.
Please.
Sleep it off.
Please help her.
We will. We know you love her.
I want to help her upstairs and put her in her bed.
As you help her upstairs, you pull her off the couch. She pulls the couch cushion forward just a bit. As you walk her up the stairs, mm-hmm. you guys see this couch cushion. It's not off the couch. It just got pushed up a little bit.
Well, Ellie's gonna go over there and just slide it back in, you know, as a good friend in the
house.
Sure,
that's a thing.
And as you push it forward, you see this little book slide out from underneath the cushion in the couch.
What is that?
Ellie reaches in and pulls it out.
It's George's missing journal.
Bad boy Bobby goes, "Oh shit." And that brings us to the end of this episode.
Why did Bad Boy Bobby say that?
Of Blood-Curdling Tales from the Loop.
Oh, I love the show so much. Oh my gosh.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for watching and enjoying. Real quick, let me go through some of the fantastic people who donated to this week's episode. Going through. Mrs. Manface, thank you so much.
Mrs. Manface.
Justin T. 1977. Yay. You gave a bunch. Arslan, thank you. Giant Replacement Baby.
There you go.
Bowtizer Cool 86. Jabber Walkied. Hygon 0976.
Awesome.
Shadow Uzumaki.
Yes.
Zekian. J Pistol. Hygon, yes. There you are again. Keen. And finally, J Pistol, guys.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So again, guys, big thanks to Andy for joining us.
Hey, Andy!
Don't be surprised if that's not the last we've seen of Ethan.
Uh-oh!
I will say that. So spoilers. Do not be surprised if that is not the last we have seen of Mr. Ethan.
And his penis.
Oh, nice. again, guys, real quick, make sure you're going over to the Reddit. Let's hear all those theories. If there's not a post up already, I'm going to try to put up a post.
Yes.
And get that up there so we can do some theories. There was no homework this week because I kind of wanted to keep the cast in suspense, yeah. But there will be homework for next week, and I will be saying what that is shortly.
Oh.
And again, if you go on to any of our Twitters, I'm going to make sure we are posting about the playlist we made for the party for last week's episode. And again, I saw some people in the chat saying that they missed last week's. Do not worry. Go over to YouTube. It is over there. So if this episode was confusing, A, thank you so much for sticking around with it.
Yeah. Yes.
But go watch last week's episode. It's on YouTube. And if it's too long to just sit in front of your computer for YouTube, you're like, I have so many hours in the day. Totally understand. Go over to HyperRPG's podcast network and go download it as a podcast. We are a podcast that you can also go listen to as you drive around.
And
real quick, before we all sign off, guys, after this show is Pencils and Parsecs, our Star Wars RPG. Yeah. Which is wrapping it up. So that means Bert's got some crazy ideas, and I bet they're going to be killer. So you're going to want to stick around for that. And real quick, Matt, he's gone. We did have a contest. I believe we picked a winner, but we're either going to announce that on Twitter or we might wait till next week because honestly, Jess was the one who came up with that idea for the contest. So she's going to be doing that. But stay tuned to our Twitters. We might be announcing something else as well.
So does that mean that maybe people can still enter?
Let me put a question mark on that one because I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
But go to my Twitter and I will be able to answer that. So all that said, guys, again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for watching and supporting HyperRPG.
Yes.
And this show went through all the lists of the amazing people who donated. And stick around, guys, for Pencils and Parsecs. And make sure you're following us and our amazing cast and all those kinds of things. And we can't wait to interact with you over there on the Reddit and in the Discord.
Yes.
Have a good one, y'all.
Thank you.
Woo!